我又抱歉，刚才下午这一堂太久了。
I apologize that the afternoon session was so long.
还有我运用时间不够，不够谨慎。
I was not cautious with the time I used.
所以后面这一段呢，讲的很简单，很快。
So therefore, at the end, I spoke very fast and very simple.
刚才吃饭的时候，有弟兄们建议啊，能不能开头的时候把最后结束讲的不清楚的稍微再讲一点。
And our brother had suggested during dinner that if I can clarify and build upon what I spoke about towards the end of the afternoon session.
所以开始之前，好吧，我们还是有一点祷告。
Before we begin, let us have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们聚集在你的面前。
We gather before you.
主啊，是你亲自在服侍我们。
Lord, you are personally serving us.
我们不过是你手中的器皿。
Lord, we are only vessels in your hand.
我们愿意被你使用。
We are willing to be used by you.
愿意坐在你的脚前。
We want to sit before your feet.
让你向我们说话。
So that you can speak to us.
我们把自己，把这一段时间都恭敬交在你的手中。
Lord, we solemnly commit ourselves and this time into your hand.
主啊，愿你用你自己来充满我们。
Lord, may you fill us with yourself.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请我们读《使徒行传》。
Let us turn to Acts.
27章。
Verse 27.
25节的后半段。
The second part of verse 25.
这一句话是保罗他在海中遇难的时候向他在船上面的难友们所说的一句话。
This statement Paul said to his fellow people who were meeting this disaster in the ocean.
他们遇见几乎是一个 shipwreck, 船几乎要触礁的时候。
They encountered a shipwreck. They were almost going to hit something in the ocean.
所以他在这里安慰众人。
So here he was comforting others.
我读给大家听。
I will read it for you.
说我信神，他怎样对我说，事情也要怎样成就。
He said, for I believe God that will turn out exactly as I have been told.
这是我们运用信心的一个表现。
This is a manifestation of the application of faith.
我们用保罗这一段呢，这个经历来和弟兄姊妹稍微说明一下。
And we will use this experience of Paul to explain this to brothers and sisters.
当我们运用信心的时候，信心在我们身上成长。它有一些的表现。
When we apply faith and when faith is growing in us, then faith has some representations.
好，今天下午我讲到呢，第一个，我们在平时个人的生活中，人生的道路上，从小事上面，我们学习来运用信心。
This afternoon, I said, in our daily lives, on little things, we learn to apply our faith.
哪些小事上需要我们用信心呢？
What are the little things that require us to use our faith?
就是当我们遇见一些看起来前面不确定，我们遇见一些事情要我们做决定的时候。
When we see some things that are uncertain in the future, or things that require us to make decisions,
我们在人生的转折点岔路口的时候
at the turning point and at the crossroads of our lives
好，我们用信心来寻求我们的神。
We use faith to seek after our Lord
我用我自己做例子。
I use myself as an example
在我小学毕业就面对要考初中。
When I graduated from grammar school I faced the task of having to take the test to go to high school 那就是一个
祷告用信心的机会。
And that is an opportunity to use prayer and faith.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在很多的小事上面，我们学习来祷告。
On many small things, brothers and sisters, we learn to pray.
我们来寻求神。
We seek our God. When we exercise our faith that way, we can turn the crisis in our lives into turning points.
We can turn the crisis in our lives into turning points.
We can see that every step of the way, God's hand is guiding us from behind. The second thing is that we dare to listen to God's word. Just like Apostle Paul, he said, I believe God.
他怎样对我说,
that whatever he told me, it will turn out exactly. And this is to bravely to listen to God's word. Even though there are many unknowns and uncertainties before us, but because God has told me this, I will listen.
所以他的性质是, 我们好像做实验一样, 达到我们能够主观的经验到。
So the quality is such that we use these experiments to reach the empirical results.
所以有许多在信心上有操练的弟兄姊妹 告诉我们。
So therefore, many brothers and sisters who have practiced their faith tell us.
信心在运用的时候,
faith, when you use it,
它有一个特性,
it has a quality.
是由实验的以及于经验。
It moves from experiment to experience.
他们这样讲, from experimental unto empirical.
It says that it moves from experimental to empirical.
我知道这是主的话语。
I know that these are words of God.
在别人身上, 他们经历了。
On other people, they have experienced.
在我身上我还没有经历。
But on me, I have not experienced.
那么我什么叫做相信呢?
So then how do I believe?
我就用主的话在我身上做一个实验。
I use God's words to do an experiment on me.
他这样说我就这样相信。
Because he said this, that's what I will believe.
他这样说我就这样做。
This is what he says, that therefore this is what I do.
这个结果让神来付。
And then the results, God will be responsible.
当我这样子, 实验的时候,
when I experiment in this way,
那个结果是什么呢?
Then what is that result?
我就经历到神话语里面的真实。
Then I experience the reality of God's word.
弟兄姊妹, 你有没有这样经历呢?
Brothers and sisters, do you have such experiences?
我在侍奉中看见好多弟兄姊妹经历了以后, 他们充满了喜乐。
In my service, I see many brothers and sisters, after they experience it, they're full of joy.
我讲一点最基本的。
I will talk about the most basic.
我传福音的时候, 有好多朋友们听了,他们觉得可以相信。
I have, when I preach the gospel, many friends, after they heard, they think they can believe.
但是叫他受浸了,他不愿意受浸。
But they are not willing to be baptized.
他说,我总是觉得我头脑里面明白, 但是我缺了一点你们所有的。
They say, even though I understand in my head, I still lack a little bit of what you have.
所以我就跟他解释, 我们的相信是根据于神的话语。
So therefore, I explain to them that our faith is based on God's word.
我们相信不是根据于我的经验,或者我的感觉,或者别人的见证。
Our faith is not because of someone else's experience or someone else's testimony.
我相信的基础乃是神怎么说,我就怎么相信。
The foundation of my faith is that whatever God says, that is how I believe.
因着我相信, 我就照着神的话语去做。
Because I believe, I do according to his word.
那么你就去, 我们就受浸。
And then therefore we get baptized.
我见过好多朋友们, 他们到了这个点, 他们明白了这个原则。
I have seen many friends, when they come to this point, they understand this truth.
他们说, 好吧, 那我就顺服, 我就愿意受浸。
And they say, I am willing to obey and therefore get baptized.
受浸一葬到水里面,
baptism, when you're immersed in the water,
他们从水里出来,
and they come out of the water,
我得着了,
I have received.
我认识一对从国内出来探亲的父母亲,
I know a couple who come from mainland China who are here visiting relatives.
他们听见福音, 非常的愿意接受。
They've heard the gospel and they were very willing to accept.
但是他们没有经历,
but they have no experience.
他们半信半疑,
they only half believe.
最后他们愿意受浸。
And then at the end, they were willing to be baptized.
他们从水里一上来就说, 我真喜乐啊。
And as soon as they come out of the water, they say, I am so joyful.
那一天, 受浸完了以后，大家在一起交通。
And after baptism that day, people were having
fellowship.
They stood up to testify.
弟兄姊妹，信心的成长，是我们抓住了神的话语，从实验达到经验。
Brothers and sisters, the growth of faith is when we grab onto God's words so that it goes from experimental to empirical.
弟兄姊妹们，这是每一个每一步路上面，我们都是这样。
Brothers and sisters, every step of the way is like this.
然后接下来。
And then,
当我们要运用信心的时候
when we want to exercise faith,
我们不抱怨环境
we don't complain about
我们也不害怕环境
and we're not afraid of
我们反而有一种感觉我需要环境
How, instead we have a feeling that we need this
那些会用信心的人环境越难的时候它里面越安息
those people who know how to apply their faith the more difficult the circumstances are the more restful they are inside.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样的经历呢
？Brothers and sisters, do you have such experience?
当外面环境的没有挑战了，一切都顺利的时候，反而好像觉得主的同在不知道在哪里。
When there are no trials from outside, when there are no difficulties, you feel as if you don't know where the presence of God is.
当主兴起环境来的时候
，When the Lord has raised up these,
我们这个人好像一个小的帆船一样。
Then we're like a little ferry boat.
信心就是那个风帆。
And the faith is that like the sail.
我们就扬起信心的风帆，驶进暴风的中心。享受神的同在。
We raise up the sail and we drive towards the center of the hurricane to enjoy God's presence.
环境是我们培养我们信心的土壤。
The environment is like the soil that nourishes our faith.
所以我们看见有信心的人，他们喜欢挑战。
So therefore, we see that people with a faith they like challenges.
他不是去找挑战啊。我们基督徒千万不要去找挑战。
They're not looking for challenges. As Christians, let's not look for challenges.
但是我们求主给我们智慧，能够看见环境中的挑战。
But we ask the Lord to give us wisdom so that we can see the challenges in the environment.
我可以在主的面前去依靠主。
So that I can rely on God before.
好叫我可以在环境中去经历并且享受主。
So that I can enjoy and experience God in the environment.
弟兄姊妹，若是你这样来操练信心
，Brothers and sisters, if you exercise faith in this way,
这样来寻求神
，If you seek God in this way,
神必赏赐那些殷勤寻求他的人。
God will reward those who diligently seek Him.
我们也讲到，在运用信心的时候，时间也是一个很重要的因素。
And we also talked about how in the application of faith, time is also a very important factor.
我们在时间中，若是我们接受考验，我们不能忍耐的话
，in time, if we are willing to take the test and tolerate,
我们前面 be patient.
Oh, and be patient, endure.
好，我们前面所有的操练的信心都将功亏一篑。
Then all the exercises and applications that we have used before will be lacking this one last step.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们也要看见时间是一件很重要的事。
So therefore, we must see that time is very important.
这些呢，都是把我们里面那个不信的本性显明出来的重要的神所用的工具。
These are all important tools God used to show us the unbelief that are in us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见亚伯拉罕。经过一些环境
Brothers and sisters, we see Abraham went through many circumstances.
第一次他下埃及，他为着保护自己安全，他就说他的妻子是他的妹妹。
The first time he went down to Egypt in order to protect himself, he said his wife is his sister.
我们知道那个原因乃是因为他心里面惧怕环境。
The reason was because in his heart he feared the circumstance.
那么主把他带出来。
But the Lord brought him out.
等到神应许说明年这个时候莎拉必为你生一个儿子。
And God said to him, this time next year, Sarah will give birth to a son for you.
神知道他里面这个惧怕还在。
God knew that his fear was still in him.
所以神又兴起环境来。
So then God raised up the circumstances again.
他这一次没有下埃及。
This time he didn't go to Egypt.
他到了非利士地。
He went to the land of the Philistines.
到了基拉尔。
He went to Gilead.
他到了基拉尔。
Giron.
他到了那里呢, 他仍然讲他的妻子是他的妹妹。
He again said that his wife is his sister.
我们看见主为什么要做这件事?
Why did God have to do this?
因为主要把应许的以撒给他。
Because God wanted to give him the promised Isaac.
但是这个以撒必须是从信心得着的。
But this Isaac has to be begotten through faith.
不是从人的 这个方法和保护自己的惧怕里面得着的。
It cannot be begotten through man's own way or through man's own fear.
所以那一次他到了这个腓力斯王的面前。
So that time when he went before the king of Philistines,
神直接向这个腓力斯王说话。
God directly spoke to the king of Philistines.
并且要亚伯拉罕为 这个腓力斯王祷告,
and then and Abraham was asked to pray for the king of Philistines. That time, once again, Abraham received God's grace.
他里面对于环境那一点点的惧怕,
that little bit of fear he had for the environment was taken away.
他对于时间给他的考验, 那个一点点的不耐烦急躁,
that little bit of impatience, that test of time, all of that went away.
当他得着了这个,
once he had begotten that, then Isaac was born.
弟兄姊妹们, 环境和时间在我们身上是神的仆人。
Brothers and sisters, environment and time are the servants of God on us.
所以我们要感谢主给我们环境。
So therefore, we must thank our Lord to give for giving us the circumstances.
感谢主把我们摆在一个熬炼的里面。
To thank our Lord to place us within the trial.
这个熬炼把我们里面真是本相都显出来，好叫我们得着主自己。
These trials has brought out our nature so that God Himself can receive us.
第四个点,
the fourth point,
当信心成长, 达到成熟的时候,
when faith grows to a point of maturity, it becomes very natural on us.
属灵的事情是自然的,
spiritual things are natural.
或者当一个人属灵的时候,他的生活是很自然的。
Or for if a person is spiritual, then his life is very natural.
在非自然的环境里面,这个人才会属灵。
Or in a natural environment, that person can be spiritual.
在我们信心还不老练的时候,
when our faith is not mature,
我们属灵的追求生活中有很多人工的因素在里面,
then our spiritual life has many components that are man-made.
甚至我们在人面前呢,看起来呢,讲的属灵的话语有的时候都不是太自然的。
Even our spiritual words we say before men don't seem that natural.
弟兄姊妹,你有没有这样的经历过?
Brothers and sisters, do you have such experience?
我记得我20多岁蒙召的时候,
I remember when I was 20-some years old,
我一方面感觉呢,我这个人啊,这个什么都没有被主对付过, 我怎么能够服侍?
On one hand, I felt that as a person, none of me has been dealt with by God, so then therefore, how can I serve?
我自己也没有什么好的祷告生活。
I didn't have a good prayer life.
现在在聚会中呢, 要做弟兄姊妹榜样, 要祷, 开口祷告。
And then among brothers and sisters, I have to be this model to open my mouth.
所以心里面很虚啊。
So therefore, I was very scared in my heart.
但是另外一面呢,
but then on the other hand,
又觉得我是一个服侍主的人,
I felt that I was a servant of God.
那我一定要祷告得比别人好,
so therefore, I must have better and longer prayers than other people.
我记得有一次在祷告聚会里面, 我就要来一个属灵的祷告。
So that I remember this time in a prayer meeting, I wanted to have a spiritual prayer. I wanted to use all the spiritual words I knew and connect them into a sentence. But then after the first sentence, I was stuck. It was not natural at all.
我还想憋,因为面子在那里,既然开了头,总要结束吧。
But then I felt like I had to save my face because I started, so I had to finish.
但实在祷告不下去,没有话了,圣灵停了。But then
I couldn't continue because I was without words, the Holy Spirit has stopped.
最后我只好说,对不起主,我不会说了,我就停了。So
then at the end, I said, Lord, I don't know what to say, so I stopped.
弟兄姊妹们,信心成熟的时候,它是很自然的。
Brothers and sisters, when faith is mature, it's very natural.
不是你声音大, 意志坚决, 就是有信心。
It is not that if you have a loud voice and you have determination,
我相信一定这样, 就是这样, 不是的。
And then you say, I believe, and that is the way it is.
属灵的人是自然的。
A spiritual person is natural.
也唯有你借着自然, 你的本相, 你才可能达到神属灵。
And only through natural, only when it's natural, then your self, your own image can reach before God.
我们读亚伯拉罕的一生呢, 他没有一生, 没有一天自己装过。
As we read the life of Abraham, not one day did he pretend.
啊, 他失败就是失败。
When he failed, he failed.
神不说话, 他就没有办法。
And when God didn't speak, he couldn't do anything.
啊, 他就回到里面去, 让主来显明他自己。
He returned inside to allow God to reveal himself. And these are the four points that I personally see through the life of Abraham. And as we start to apply faith, then the life we live is called the life of faith.
全时间侍奉主在社会上不带着职业的人才过信心生活。
It is not only people who serve full time and don't have professions in this world. These are people who have a life of faith.
我以前呢常常误用这个, 别人问我说你是过什么生活, 我说我过信心生活。
I often misuse this, and other people will say, "What kind of life do you have?" And I say, "I have a life of faith."
为什么呢? 因为我没有薪水啊。
Because I have no salary.
我没有去上班呢。
I didn't go to work.
弟兄姊妹, 不是的。
Brothers and sisters, no.
亚伯拉罕他是牧羊的。
Abraham was a shepherd.
啊, 我们每一个人属神的儿女, 我们的神都要带我们过信心的生活。
Every single one of us are children of God, and God will lead us to live a life of faith.
我们需要明白信心生活里面的一些特性要素。
Therefore, we need to understand a few key factors in the life of faith.
不然我们这一生呢, 我们是过了我们主给我们的年日。
Otherwise, we would live the days that the Lord has given us.
但是我们却并没有真正的运用信心。
But we have not truly applied faith.
我们感谢主借着亚伯拉罕的一生, 让我们看见信心生活的要素。
We thank our Lord that through the life of Abraham, He has shown us the key qualities of a life of faith.
好叫我们还没有走进去之前, 我们先预备好, 我要遭遇, 要面对这些情况。
So that before we walk into it, in our heart, we are prepared that these are the things that we will face.
好叫我们进入那个遭遇经历, 进入那个生活的时候。
So, and as we encounter these things, as we encounter these experiences,
这些话语能够成为我们的亮光。
That these words can become our light.
能够成为我们经历的印证。
It can become the evidence, the evidence, the proof of our experience.
The confirmation.
The confirmation
of our experience. 我们知道主在这里。
We know that God is here.
我们知道我在主的手中。
We know that we are in God's hands.
这是我们读亚伯拉罕一生，我们看见主给我们的一些帮助。
And this is the help that we see that God has given us as we read about the life of Abraham. The first factor. There is nothing we are certain about in our life.
啊, 这个 uncertainty, 每一次碰到一个环境, 什么叫做挑战呢? 就是那个事情对我的要求超过了我的度量。
What is a challenge? A challenge is that I have encountered something and the difficulty is greater than my measure.
Capacity.
It's greater than my capacity.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们碰到这种情形的时候，我们要大大的欢喜。
Brothers and sisters, when we encounter these, we should be greatly joyful.
主啊，你把我摆在信心生活里了。Lord,
you have placed me in the life of faith.
所以这样子哈，有这样的认识的人，他如果过在每一个环境都在他自己的可以掌握中间，他会觉得不安的。
People who have this understanding, if they live in an environment where they have grasp of everything around them, then they feel unrest.
为什么呢? 这时候他不需要靠主。
Because this is when he doesn't need to rely on God.
什么事情都可以自己办。
Everything he can handle himself.
这样子主只不过是我们生活中的点缀品而已。
Then God becomes a decoration in our life.
主带领亚伯拉罕, 他一出加勒底的乌尔, 他就面对 uncertainty。
God was with Abraham that as soon as he came out of Ur, he faced uncertainty.
我最近呢，这个学习用这个GPS。
Recently, I learned how to use GPS.
好，这GPS呢, 第一个就要你要把 destination 打上去啊，他才能告诉你左转右转，对不对？
The first thing you have to do in a GPS is you have to enter the destination and then it'll tell you whether to turn left or turn right.
如果你走错了，他就跟你讲 recalculating, recalculating, 叫你回头回头。
And if you take the wrong turn, then it'll continuously say that it's recalculating.
弟兄姊妹们，基督徒的生活也应该这样。
Brothers and sisters, the Christian life should also be this way.
每一步路我们都要仰望我们的主。
Every step of the way, we have to look to our Lord.
这样子，我们每一次的仰望，我们就多熟悉他一点。
Then every time we look to him, we are a little bit more familiar.
每一次的仰望，我们就知道他是那样可靠的一位。
Every time we look to him, we see that how reliable he is.
我们开始认识我所信的是何等伟大的一位神。
And we begin to know what a great God we
believe
in. Not only is he great,
而且他何等的爱我。
And how he loves us.
他从来没有一次误过事。
He has never failed on anything.
即便我失败了。
Even if I failed.
即便我错误了。
Even if I was mistaken.
他在他的爱中还是引领保守我。
And in his love, he continued to guide and keep me.
我接受他的修正。
I accept his corrections.
弟兄姊妹们，第二个。
Brothers and sisters, secondly,
一个过信心生活的人，
a person who's living the life of faith,
他在人生中有一个使命感。
In life, he has a sense of purpose. 这
个使命不是他自己对人生的要求。
This purpose is not his own standard for life.
就是神的目的成为他的目的。
And that is God's purpose becomes his purpose.
神的自己成为他的满足。
That God himself becomes his satisfaction.
有一首诗歌说，我的目的乃是神自己。
There's a hymn that says, my purpose is God himself.
他说，是他不是我，领我到此地。
He said, it is not me, but him who has brought me to this place.
所以今天我们无论走到哪里。
So today, no matter where we go.
地上没有一处是我们安家的地方。
There is nowhere in the world where we can settle down.
没有一件事物是我们在地上，我们在天上可以夸耀。
There is nothing in this world that we can boast about in heaven.
除了主的自己。
Other than God himself.
所以亚伯拉罕不仅他自己住帐篷。
So Abraham, not only did he himself live in tents,
他的儿子也住帐篷。
His son also lived in tents.
他的孙子也住帐篷。
And his grandson also lived in tents.
弟兄姊妹们，他把这个意象传递下去。
Brothers and sisters, he passed down this vision.
今天这件事情在每一个基督徒身上可以变得非常的具体。
Brothers and this thing can become so real on every brother.
我们怎么用钱？
How do we use money?
我们怎么教育孩子？
How do we educate children?
我们怎么过自己的生活？
How do we live our lives?
我们怎么穿衣服？
How do we dress?
都跟这个目的有关系。
It is all associated with the
purpose. 我们就和世界有分别。
And then we will be differentiated from this world.
这是用世界人的话来讲，我们有全然不同的世界观。
From in man's words, then we have a completely different point of view in life.
而这个世界观是因为我看见了，我认识了。我的神和他的目的。
And this point of view in life comes because I know and I see the purpose of God.
因着这个，
because of this,
我们的生活有不同的中心。
Our life has a different emphasis.
Center.
It has a different center.
不同的焦点。
It has a different focus.
今天没有中心的人，结了婚，家就变成他的中心。
Someone who doesn't have a center after marriage, then the family becomes the center.
有了孩子，孩子变成他的中心。
After you have a child, then the child becomes.
有了事业，事业变成他的中心。
Once he has career, career becomes the center.
弟兄姊妹们，一个用信心跟随主过信心生活的人。
Brothers and sisters, someone who applies faith, someone who follows God in a life of faith.
我们的人生的焦点是神的儿子，我们的主耶稣。
Then the focal point of our life is God's Son, Jesus Christ.
我的生活是围着主转的。
My life revolves around God.
主不是围着我转的。
It is not that the Lord revolves around us.
弟兄姊妹们，你是不是这样呢？
Brothers and sisters, are you like this?
我非常感谢主。
I very much thank God.
在过去这些年啊，我看见好多弟兄姊妹他们的眼光改变。
Over the past few years, I see many brothers and sisters whose viewpoints have changed.
以往是教会主围着他转的。
In the past, it is the Lord and the church that revolve around him.
现在他们是围着基督转。
But now they revolve around Christ.
这个生活就对了。
Then that life is right.
弟兄姊妹，这个才叫蒙福的生活。
Brothers and sisters, that is called a blessed life.
第三点。
The third point.
他们的生活里面充满了奇妙的因素。
their life is full of amazement,
wonderness, and wonderfulness.
Brothers and sisters, let us recall our salvation through faith. Do you feel that this is truly amazing? Do you feel this way? The longer I live, the more I feel this way. Not only just on me personally. The more I live with brothers and sisters in church, the more I see such testimonies. Our God, His name is Wonder. Even this world will find that our lives are like miracles. Your lives are so wonderful. The things that people think are impossible, not only have you passed, but you have surpassed in such a superior manner. Brothers and sisters, this is a quality of a life of faith. The Abraham's entire family, when they had begotten Isaac, I believe that everyone who knew him thought it was amazing. This family is so amazing.
弟兄姊妹们, 在我们的身上, 我们可以从很多点点滴滴的事情上面 看见
We can see on many little things, bits and pieces, how amazing it is.
什么是奇妙的因素呢?
What are the factors of this wonderfulness?
借着人生中的小事,
it is that through the little things in life,
我们过信心的生活,
we live a life of faith,
我们就遇见了神,
and then we meet God.
我们就得着了主,
we have received God.
那个叫做奇妙,
and that is called wonderful.
弟兄姊妹们, 遇见了神,得着了主,
Brothers and sisters, to meet God and to be able to gain the Lord, that is the wonderful thing. The fourth point of the life of faith.
若是我们真实用了信心,
if we truly have applied faith, then God will make us go through some tests. So that it can become our inheritance in us.
所以亚伯拉罕,
so therefore, Abraham was tested to give back his son to God.
他和以撒雅各呢,他们一再的受考验,为什么呢?他们住在帐篷,但是他们仍然有地上的家乡可以回去。
So why is it that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were continuously tested? Because even though they lived in tents, they had an earthly home that they can return to. But they did not want to go back. But they joyfully lived in tents.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters, this is amazing.
在我们不同的信心的程度的里面,
in our different levels of faith,
主给我们不同的考验,
God has given us different tests.
在个人是这样,
personally, it's like that.
在教会的团体的侍奉和生命里面也是这样,
or individually, it's like that. And in the corporate life of the church, it is also like that.
希望我这样子把下午没有讲清楚的稍微 做一点补充,
I hope that this makes up for a little bit of what I spoke about this afternoon.
今天晚上呢, 我们要来进入, 以撒的经历,
and tonight, we want to enter into the experience of Isaac.
我们请读几处的经文,
let us read a few scriptures.
请我们首先翻到创世纪, 第22章,
let us first turn to Genesis chapter 22.
我们读第六节,第八节,到第八节。
Let us read verse 6 through 8.
我们一起来。
Let us read it together.
亚伯拉罕把 燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上, 自己手里拿着火与刀, 于是二人同行。 以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说, 父亲啊, 亚伯拉罕说, 我儿, 我在这里。 以撒说，请看，我与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。于是二人同行。我们再读二十五章第十一节。
Let us turn to chapter 25, verse 11.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
亚伯拉罕死了以后，神赐福给他的儿子以撒。以撒靠近庇尔拉海来居住。我们再读二十六章第一节到第五节。
Let us read chapter 26, verse 1 through 5.
我们一起来。
Let us read it together.
在亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次饥荒，这时又有饥荒。以撒就往基拉尔去，到非利士人的王亚比米勒那里。耶和华向以撒显现，说：你不要下埃及去。要住在我所指示你的地，你寄居在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔。我必坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的誓，我要加增你的后裔，像天上的星那样多，又要将这些地都赐给你的后裔，并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福，都因亚伯拉罕听从我的话，遵守我的吩咐和我的命令、律例、法度。我们再读第十二节、十三节。
Let us read verse 12 and 13.
我们一起来。以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成。耶和华赐福给他，他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大富户。我们再读二十四节。
Let us read verse 24.
当夜，耶和华向他显现说：我是你父亲亚伯拉罕的神，不要惧怕，因为我与你同在，要赐福给你，并要为我仆人亚伯拉罕的缘故，使你的后裔繁多。好，我们读到二十五节。
Let's continue to read on to verse 25.
以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名，并且支搭帐篷。他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。好，今天晚上呢，我们要从以撒的一生来看啊，神赐福的第三方面的原则。
Tonight, through the life of Isaac, we will see the third part of God's principle of blessing.
我们从以撒身上看见一个非常清楚的特点。
From Isaac, we see a very special quality.
啊，就是顺服。
And that is obedience.
啊，我们读以往神的仆人们，他们讲到啊，创世纪的人物的时候。
In the past, when we read from God's servants how they describe the people in the book of Genesis,
我们感谢主，他们从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的身上呢，把父子圣灵的原则向我们讲得非常清楚。
Through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they have clearly explained to us the will of the Heavenly Father.
就是父神、子神和圣灵的工作。
They clearly explain the work of the Father, the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. 那么这一次呢，我们比较着重在我们基督徒属灵生命主观经历这一面。
And this time we put special emphasis on Christian's subjective life, subjective experience.
所以我们呢，从以撒的身上，我们看见呢，顺服是神赐福给人的。第三个主要的原则。
So from Isaac we see that obedience is the third principle of God's blessing to man.
在我们刚才所读的创世纪二十六章第三节里面。
In what we just read, Genesis chapter 26 verse 3.
神向以撒显现。
God appeared to Isaac.
吩咐以撒说，你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地。
And said to Isaac, Do not go down to Egypt, but stay in the land of which I shall tell you.
神给以撒一个吩咐。
God gave Isaac a charge.
他说，你寄居在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你。
He says, Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you.
若是以撒呢，遵行神的吩咐。
If Isaac follows God's charge,
啊，神的同在要显在他的身上。
Then God's presence will be revealed to him.
遵行神的吩咐。
To obey God's commandment.
神要赐福给他。
Then God will bless him.
啊，那么底下讲到呢，神赐福的原因。
And then what follows is that God explained.
或者这样讲，对不起，对不起。
The reason for the blessing.
或者这样讲啊，神赐福给他的目的是什么？
Or to say, what is the purpose of this blessing?
他说呢，这个目的就是呢，神要把这个地都赐给以撒和他的后裔。
And he said, this purpose is that God wants to give this land to Isaac and all his descendants.
而且要坚定神向他的父亲亚伯拉罕所起的誓和一切的应许。
And also to strengthen the promise that God has given to his father Abraham and everything God promised him.
啊，神要祝福给啊以撒和他的后裔。
God wants to bless Isaac and his descendants.
使他的后裔呢得着这些地，并且呢地上的万国因他的后裔得福。
So that God wants his descendants to have all these land and to have or let all the nations of the earth shall be blessed through them.
神的目的呢是叫以撒他能够得着神向亚伯拉罕所起的誓。
God's purpose is that Isaac can receive the promise that God has given to Abraham.
能够得着迦南地做他的产业。
To be able to gain the land of Canaan as his inheritance.
我们知道迦南地呢是预表着基督的。
We know that the land of Canaan represents Christ.
昨天晚上我们讲到，我们信了主呢，父神把我们放在基督这里面，这是我们的地位。
We know that after we believe, God has placed us into the status of Christ, into Christ, and that is our status.
我们是在基督的里面。
We are in Christ.
但是基督是不是在我丰满的在我们里面？
But is Christ abundantly in us?
还不是。
No, that's not yet.
因为我们光站在那个地位。
Because when we only stand in that position.
但是基督要丰满的在我们里面，是我们得着那个地。
But in order for Christ to be abundantly in us, that is when we gain that land.
这就是神吩咐以撒留在迦南地的目的。
And that is the purpose why God said to Isaac to remain in the land of Canaan.
你不要到别的地方去。
Do not go to
elsewhere. 你留在这里，我要祝福你。
Stay here and I will bless you.
我要将这个地赐给你作为产业。
I will give this land to you as your inheritance.
而且要赐福给你的后裔。
And I will bless your descendants.
像你的后裔得着了这块地呢，能够成为万国的祝福。
So that your descendants can receive this land and become the blessing for all nations of the earth.
所以我们从这些事情，我们看见第一件事。
So from these we see first.
在神面前蒙福的人呢，才可能成为器皿，将神的祝福给别人。
Only people who have received the blessings before God can become the vessels to give the blessings to others.
啊，所以神要赐福给以撒。
So therefore, God wants to give blessing to Isaac.
唯有以撒得着了神的祝福。
Only when Isaac has received God's blessing.
神才能使用他做一个祝福别人的器皿。
Only then can God use him as a vessel of blessings for others.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很重要的次序。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important sequence.
好，我用一点很粗浅、不是很恰当的比方来说。
I'll use an analogy that is not so appropriate.
好，今天很多神的儿女们呢，一信了主啊，就有人鼓舞说你要去传福音。
Today, when people when they believed in the Lord, brothers and sisters would encourage right away that they have to go preach the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，是传福音是基督徒的天职啊。
Brothers and sisters, that is true. Preaching the gospel is the heavenly work of ministry of a Christian.
是一个神给我们的一个 mission 啊。
That is a mission God has given us.
我们应该传福音。
We should be preaching the gospel.
但是我们传福音的时候，我们自己里面要被基督来装备。
But when we preach the gospel, we first have to be armored inside by Christ.
我们已经在基督里了。
And when we're already in Christ, but in Christ, we are still an infant who is still
born.
And then we go out to preach the gospel. And then we meet this person whose head is full of knowledge. And he asks us a few questions.
啊, 再辩论一番呢,
and then debate.
啊, 我碰过有弟兄姊妹出去传福音回来, 就,
I have my brothers and sisters, after they went out to preach the
gospel,
they come back and they don't believe because 啊, the other person was more logical.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们看见, 传福音是把祝福给别人。
We see when we preach the gospel, it is to give blessings to others.
但是这个人呢,
but this person has only begotten Christ.
还没有得着神在基督里面给我们那丰富的装备。
But he hasn't received the abundant armoring that God, that Christ has in us.
我们怎么能够祝福别人?
Then how can we bless others?
所以教会如果今天不在基督里成熟,
so today, if the church is not mature in Christ,
不被基督充满,
it is not filled of Christ,
教会想要在这个世界上面成为我们周围的人的祝福,
and the church
也不太容易,
it would be difficult for the church to become the blessing for the people around us.
我们不可能把道理来祝福别人,
we cannot use theories to bless people.
不可能用活动来祝福别人,
we cannot use activities
to bless people. 我们不可能用今天的人的热心来祝福别人,
we cannot use the man's zealous to bless people.
所以神告诉以撒说，你不要离开这里，因为我要赐福给你。
So therefore, God said to Isaac, "Do not leave here, and I will bless you."
你若是得着了我所赐的福，你的后裔，我才能使用他们来祝福万国。
Only when you receive my blessings, then your descendants can I use them to bless others.
我们知道，祝福万国的，这是神的目的。
We know that to bless all nations of the earth, that is God's purpose.
所以第二个点我们看见神的目的呢是在神赐的祝福里面才达到的。
So the second point is that we see God's purpose can only be achieved through the blessings that God gives.
我们不是把外面弄得规规矩矩了，但是没有神的同在和祝福，那神的目的就达到，不是的。
It is not that we dress up the outside and then we achieve God's purpose.
所以有人讲没有神的祝福。
So people say, without God's blessing,
我们一切的生活和工作,
then all of our lives and our work,
都是枉然的,
that they are in vain.
我们一生的工作, 能否结出属灵的果子,
the work of our life, can it bear the spiritual fruit?
它维系在你我身上有多少神的祝福?
It is linked to how much blessings do we have on us.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 不在乎, 好, 今天人的奔跑和定义,
so brothers and sisters, it is not that it is not dependent upon men running around in their determination. But it is on the God who gives mercy.
在以撒的身上我们看见，这是他成年的时候，他自己担一个家族的责任的时候，神给他学的第一个功课。
So we see that this is Isaac when he was a grown man, when he was the patriarch of his family, that God gave him this first lesson.
在这个功课里面，神要求他顺服神的吩咐。
In this lesson, God wants him to obey God's charge.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为神的吩咐背后有神的爱。
Because behind God's charge is God's love.
神的吩咐背后呢，是神的保守。
Because behind God's charge is God's keeping.
在神的吩咐背后呢，有神的供应。
Behind God's charge is God's provision.
在神的供应，在这吩咐的背后呢，神会安排并且引领我们。
Behind God's charge, God will guide and arrange and guide us.
在神的吩咐的背后呢，有神的见证。
Behind God's charge is God's testimony.
弟兄姊妹们，今天神的儿女们呢，我们能不能蒙福，跟我们对神的话语的顺服有直接的关系。
Today, children of God, whether or not we can receive blessings, it is closely related to whether or not we obey.
但在以撒的身上，我们知道他的顺服哈。 不是等到他成年的时候才学的。
But we know that on Isaac, his obedience is not something that he learned when he was a grown man.
26章开始的时候，我们看见他的父亲亚伯拉罕已经离开世界了。
We see that at the beginning of chapter 26, his father Abraham had already died.
在25章哈。
It's in chapter 25.
所以那个时候我们知道，以撒呢，他不仅是一个成年人，而且他做了族长。
we know that at that time that Isaac not only was he a grown man, he was also the patriarch.
一个家族的整个的责任都落在他的肩膀上。
He bears on his shoulder the responsibility for his entire family.
但在那个之前, 在他还是孩童的时代, 他有一次顺服的经历。
But before that, when he was still a child, he had an experience of obedience.
就是在创世纪22章,
and that is in Genesis chapter 22.
当亚伯拉罕被神试验的时候,
when Abraham was tested by God,
亚伯拉罕呢, 清早起来就带着童子以撒呢, 就往神所指示的山去。
And in the morning, early in the morning, Abraham took his son and walked towards the mountain that God had appointed.
那一次我们刚才读到创世纪22章,
What we read in chapter 22,
到了那地方, 远远地看见那个山的时候,
and when they saw the mountain in the distance,
亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说呢, 你们和驴在这里等候, 我与童子往那里去拜一拜就回来。
Abraham said to his servants, stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you.
亚伯拉罕呢, 就把燔祭的柴, 放在他儿子的身上,
and then Abraham placed the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son.
自己手里拿着火和刀,
and he took in his hand the fire and the knife.
圣经上面记载说, 于是二人同行,
and then the scripture records that the two men walked together.
这是一幅何等美的图画,
what a beautiful picture this is.
一个老父亲,
an old father.
我猜那个时候大概亚伯拉罕呢, 如果以撒12岁, 亚伯拉罕应该几岁? 112岁。
If Isaac was 12 years old, then Abraham would be 112 years old.
一个很老的老人的,
he is a very old man.
带着一个12岁的年轻孩子,
brought along with him a 12-year-old son.
你想那幅图画是怎样? 是以撒跑在前面吗?
If you can picture this, wouldn't Isaac be running in the front? I don't think that's the case.
非常爱他的父亲,
Isaac very much loved his father. He accompanied his father and walked together.
但是以撒这时候开始也会想问题了,
but Isaac at that time can also think.
他走走走到一半呢, 他就对他爸爸讲, 他说父亲啊,
as they were walking along, he said to his father, father,
亚伯拉罕就说, 我在这里,
and Abraham said, here I am, my
以撒说,
son.
请看, 你手上有火, 有刀, 我背上有柴。
And his son said, behold, you have the fire and the wood, and I have the wood for the burnt offering.
You have the fire and the knife. I have the wood for the sacrifice. 但是燔祭的羊羔在哪里?
But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
你看以撒呢, 蛮 smart 的。
So you see, Isaac was smart.
他不会傻傻的就这么跟了。
He didn't just foolishly follow along.
但是亚伯拉罕回答说, 我儿, 神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
But Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering.
底下再说, 于是二人同行。
And then it continued to say, so the two of them walked on together.
这第二次的二人同行和第一次不太一样。
But the second walking together is a little bit different from the first walking together.
我有一次读到这里, 我想, 以撒脑筋再一转呢, 那大概就是我。
And when I was reading this, I thought, Isaac, if he thought about it, then he would say, that is me.
你会怎样?
If it was you, what would you do?
爸爸反正老了, 我只要开溜就好了, 他追不到我。
My father is already old, why don't I just run away?
以撒没有。
Isaac didn't do that.
于是二人同行。
So the two of them walked on together.
因为他相信他爸爸。
Because he believed in his father's word.
为什么?
Why?
因为他知道他爸爸爱他。
Because he knew that his father loved him.
因为他知道他爸爸认识他的神。
Because he knew that his father knew the God.
这个是顺服。
And that is obedience.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的顺服是从最小的事情上面, 从家庭生活上面开始。
Brothers and sisters, our obedience starts with the smallest things. It starts with the things of our family.
我们的儿女如果在家里不听父母亲的话, 你想他将来在社会上能够承担责任,不太可能。
If our children are not obedient to their parents, then do you think they can shoulder responsibilities in a society?
在教会里面不顺服弟兄姊妹, 啊, 不彼此顺服, 我们要承担主的责任，根本不可能。
And if we're not obedient towards each other in church, then how can we shoulder God's responsibility?
弟兄姊妹，顺服在以撒的身上，从童年，从婴孩时期就学起。
Obedience on Isaac was something that he learned when he was a small child.
亚伯拉罕和撒拉呢，他们晚年得子，但是他们没有溺爱孩子。
Abraham and Sarah, even though they begotten their son when they were very old, they did not spoil their child.
他们照着神圣的情感，神圣的旨意来教养这个孩子。
They taught this child using holy emotions and holy will.
这就是神今天对待他儿女们的情况。
And that is the circumstances that God is facing.
今天许多的环境，神在教导我们顺服的功课。
Today, there are many circumstances through which God is teaching us the lesson of obedience.
所以以往有一些爱主的人，他们讲。
So in the past, people who love God have said.
我们基督徒得救了以后。
As Christians, after we're saved.
我们在生活中，在教会中。
In our lives and in church.
在世界的工作中。
And in the world, in the work.
我们要寻找人，我们来顺服他。
We have to seek people to whom we will be obedient.
用他们的话，要寻找对的权柄，要寻找权柄来顺服他。
Or using their words, we have to seek after the authority to be obedient.
好，我们看见，以撒呢，在这个爱的环境里面，他对他的父亲有完全的信任。
We see that Isaac, in this environment of love, had complete faith in his father.
所以顺服的第一个意义，也是最高最美的表现，就是二人同行。
So therefore, the first manifestation of faith, of obedience, and the most beautiful part is that the two walk together.
在今天基督徒的经历上面，就是我与神同行。
And in our Christian experience, and that is, I walk with God.
不是我拉着神与我走。
It is not that I drag the Lord along with me.
我们得救以后呢，有一段日子是拉着主跟我走。
In our days after we've been saved, for a period of time, we drag the Lord along with us.
好像有的时候我们看见。在 supermarket 很多小朋友拉着爸爸妈妈走。
It's just like in a supermarket we see that the children being dragged along by their
they
dress.
Store, 我看到很多爸爸妈妈被孩子拉到玩具部那边去。
And then we see in the department store that the children drag their parents to the toy department.
今天很多神的儿女们也是这样，拉着神说我要去这里，我要去这里。
And today, many children of God are the same way. They drag the Lord along to say, "This is where I want to go. This is where I want to go."
我们的主也爱我们，他也。陪我们去哈。
And our Lord loves us, therefore He goes along with us.
但是呢，不是成熟的表现。
But that is not a sign of maturity.
我们应该在主的手中，从一得救就开始学顺服的功课。
So, and in God's hand, from the moment we're saved, we have to start learning the lessons of obedience.
从最小的事情上学习顺服。
From the smallest things to learn obedience.
有一次我女儿回家，她跟我讲。
One time, my daughter went home and told me.
她说爸爸，我有一天。主日聚会去的比较早。
And she said, Dad, one day I went to the Sunday worship earlier.
他说孙伯伯就教我怎么摆椅子。
And she said, Brother's son taught me how to place chairs.
因为那天早上我们到自己聚会，我们也在那里摆椅子。
Because that morning we went to our own gathering and we were placing chairs.
看很奇怪，我女儿做事情跟以前不一样。
And
有一个很恭敬的态度在那里做。
And I thought she had a different attitude. She was very serious working.
那天我心里面实在很受感动。
That day I was very touched in my heart.
弟兄姊妹们，每一个神的儿女们，我们一蒙恩得救，要蒙福的话，我们要认识顺服。
Every child of God, the moment we receive salvation through grace, we have to start learning obedience.
我愿意与主同行。
I am willing to walk with God.
第一次是好像是自。By nature, 就是很本能的，我就跟着走了。
The first time, it is by nature that I just walk with God.
第二次成为有意的跟着走。
And the second time, it is intentionally to walk with God.
那个叫做顺服。
And that is called obedience.
弟兄姊妹们，以撒呢，他们第一次和仆人分手的时候，二人同行。
Isaac, the first time when they were separated from the servants, they walked together.
但是当他问了那个问题，他再和爸爸同行了。这个时候是他有意的要和爸爸同行。
But after he asked the question and then he continued to walk with his father, that is when he intentionally walked with him.
我们知道摩利亚山的那一幅图画。
We know that the picture from Mount Moriah.
就预表着父神把他的儿子
It is the type for our Lord crucifying his son on the cross.
我们说那是何等美,
and we know what a beautiful picture that is. And that is a picture that puts the enemy to shame.
我们不认识顺服的时候,
when we do not know obedience, we think that if we listen to brothers and we listen to God, then we lose ourselves.
好像我蒙羞了, and
then it is as if we are ashamed, then we don't count.
弟兄姊妹,
but no, if we are humbled because of God,
神的仇敌,
then God's enemy, Satan, will be ashamed. Because Satan is the angel who did not stay in his position. All the difficulties in the universe come from disobedience. So we see from Isaac,
在他还童年的时代,
when he was still a child,
就显出一幅非常美的图画,
there was this beautiful picture.
啊, 但是我们看见来到26章,
and then we see, but when we come to chapter 26,
这时候他已经不年轻了,
and this time he's no longer young.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有去算一下他的年纪,
I don't know if brothers and sisters, if you have calculated his age.
他40岁结婚,
he was married when he was 40.
60岁的时候得着双生的儿子,
and he got begotten his twins when he was 60.
这个都在25章都记载了,
and those were all recorded in chapter 25.
24、25章都记载,
it's recorded in chapter 24.
所以到了26章了, 他已经过60岁。
So when we come to chapter 26, he's already passed
60岁的人呢, 在人生中已经有了相当的经历, 相当的历练。
People who are in their 60s, they have significant experiences and they've gone through significant trials in life.
再来向他说话,
and then at this time, God comes to speak to him.
而这说话背后还是一个环境。
And behind this, it is still the circumstance.
圣经上面记载说, 那时呢, 在那地又有了
and the scripture says that there was a famine in the land besides the previous famine.
好，我们看见神兴起环境来教以撒这个顺服的功课。
We see that the Lord has raised up an environment to teach Isaac the lesson of obedience.
顺服是什么呢？
What is obedience?
就神说一句话，你把它守住就好。
And that is whatever God says, you hold on to it.
好，所以在这里神讲到亚伯拉罕怎么顺服。
So here God talks about how Abraham was obedient.
在26章第5节,
in chapter 26 verse 5.
那你说呢, 都因亚伯拉罕听从我的话,
it says, because Abraham obeyed me,
遵守我的吩咐,
kept my charge,
和我的命令,
my commandments,
律例法度,
and my statutes and my laws.
前面呢, 第3节第4节, 神讲到他赐福的目的。
In verse 3 and 4, God talked about his purpose for blessing.
第5节神讲到呢, 他为什么要赐福给以撒, 为什么要训练以撒, 啊, 的那个原因。
And then in verse 5, God talks about why does he want Isaac to be obedient.
因为亚伯拉罕一生, 他的信心中间显出了顺服。
Because Abraham in his entire life through faith he showed obedience.
啊, 在这里啊, 他说亚伯拉罕听从了我的话。
Here it says Abraham obeyed me.
啊, 在英文有一个翻译叫做 he hearkened my voice.
One English translation says that he hearkened my voice.
他听见了我的声音，而且他跟从了。
And he hearkened, he heard my voice and he followed.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 今天神的儿女们的顺服是我们里面 和主之间有一个直接的关系。
Today, the obedience of the children of God is that we have a direct relationship with God.
我们能听见神向我们说话。
We can hear when God speaks to us.
我们能听得明白这是主的声音。
We can understand that this is the voice of God.
弟兄姊妹, 这个对基督徒来讲是非常非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important for Christians.
啊, 我们需要跟主之间有一个活的连接。
We need to have this living interaction with God.
在约翰福音第10章里面,
In Gospel Book of John chapter
10, 主讲到他是羊的门,
he said that he is the gate of sheep.
凡从他进来的人就得生命,
all those who go through him will receive life.
并且出入得草吃,
and they will, as they enter and leave, they will have grass.
这个生命在他们身上第一个记号是什么呢?
And what is the sign of that life? What is the first sign
是说,
of that life?
我的羊会听我的声音,
and the Lord said that my sheep knows my voice.
弟兄姊妹们, 你我里面是不是会分辨主的声音?
Brothers and sisters, inside of us, do we know how to discern God's voice? When John was talking about this, he used it as the background, the Palestinian as their life of shepherding.
在巴勒斯坦的牧羊人呢, 他们不是每天能够把羊带回羊圈回到家里去的。
In Palestine, it is not every day that they can bring their sheep back to the herd.
到了春天呢, 他们把羊赶到草场上呢, 是随着一块一块草场往前走的。
As in the spring, as they herd their sheep to the grassland, they follow the grassland one after the other.
所以到了春天，我们看见草场上有好多牧人，有好多羊混在一起，白天都在那里吃草。
So in the springtime, we see that there were many shepherds and many sheep all mixed together in the grassland.
到了晚上,
at night,
啊，这些每一个牧人呢, 他们要把自己的羊招聚起来，看看要点一点，安全不安全。
And at night, the shepherd would gather all their own sheep and count to see whether or not the sheep are all safe.
每一个牧人他都有自己的一个口哨或者一个声音。
So therefore, every shepherd has his own whistle or a sound.
他就发这个声音了，往一个方向走，你就看见那个羊本来一片的，好像都是一起的，一群的，他们就开始分开来。
And when the shepherd makes the sound, then you will see that the sheep in one whole flock, then they will set, his will follow him.
One whole herd, 他们现在开始 divided into flocks.
The whole herd will start to divide into flocks.
他们呢跟随自己的牧人走。
And then they will follow their own shepherd.
到了那里了，这牧人站在那里，或者他坐在一块石头上。
And then the shepherd will be standing there or sitting on a piece of rock.
他看见他自己羊聚在那里。 他就一个一个叫这个羊的名字。And
as he sees his sheep gather before him, he will call their name one by one.
好的牧人呢, 他的每一个羊都有一个名字, 这个叫做小胖, 那个叫做调皮。
For the good shepherd, every single one of the sheep, he would give them a name.
这个叫做害羞。 你知道, 我们蒙恩得救, 每一个人都带着自己的本性个性得救的。
Each one of us, when we are saved with our own nature.
那么这个牧人呢，一叫那个羊就来了。
And as the shepherd calls on the name of the sheep would come.
这就是主说的，我的羊会听我的声音。
And that is what the Lord meant when he said, "My sheep knows my voice."
我们会听主的声音，我们才会学会顺服。
Only when we know how to listen to his voice, then can we be obedient to him.
弟兄姊妹，盼望在我们基督徒的经历里面。
I hope that in a Christian's experience,
我们有一个清楚的、深刻的经历，哪一次是我第一次顺服主？
We need to have this deep and clear experience to say when was the first time I was obedient to God.
好，我不晓得弟兄姊妹你是怎样。
I don't know how brothers and sisters are.
我想到我自己。
I think of myself.
有一次，那一次对我来讲非常深刻。
That experience for me was and left a deep impression.
我发了脾气。
I had a bad temper.
而我发脾气对象呢是我的爸爸。 And
the object of my temper was my earthly father.
我的父亲呢，那天要我做一件事情。
My father that day wanted me to do something.
我就帮他做。
And I did it for him.
我很小心的，很认真的做。
I very carefully and seriously did it.
做完了拿给他。
And after I did it, I gave it to him.
他一点都没有称赞。
He did not have any praise.
这个还像大学生做的吗? 一丢就丢在地上。
And he said, "Does this look like something that a college student does?" And he threw it away.
那天我的自尊心非常受伤了。
And that day, my self-respect was greatly hurt.
我就跟我父亲大吵一番。
And then I had a big argument with my father.
我说如果你要 做得好，你可以花钱去请别人做。
And I said, if you want this to be done well, then why don't you spend money and hire someone?
大发了一顿脾气。
And after I had a big argument.
我父亲坐在那里没说话。
And my father was very calm and sat there and didn't say anything.
我气得都哭了。
And I was so mad. I was so mad I cried and I was already a sophomore in college.
到我自己房间去。
And then I went to my own room.
我到房间想安静下来，什么事也不能做。
I went to my room and I wanted to quiet down. I couldn't do anything.
人在肉体中的时候是昏的。
A man when he's in flesh, he is.
气得都发抖了。
I was so upset. I was trembling.
在家里面就真是。好像都凝固了，是空气都凝结起来了。
I felt that the air was still, and no one dared to speak at home.
后来过了一段时间，我试着想去祷告。
And after a while, I tried to pray.
去祷告没有主的同在。
And as I prayed, there was no presence of God.
我再祷告，再安静，主不见了。
And as I prayed and I quieted down, the Lord wasn't there.
我问主说：“主啊，我该怎么办？”
And I asked the Lord, "What should I do?"
突然主说话。
Suddenly the Lord spoke.
主说去认罪。
And the Lord said, repent. To admit your sin.
To confess.
To confess.
To say sorry.
To say you're sorry.
我说主我做不到。
And I said, Lord, I can't.
我说主不是我错。
I said, Lord, it wasn't my fault.
是爸爸看不起我。
It wasn't my father despised me.
我已经大学二年级了。
I'm already a sophomore in college. 我在学校
工作还不错的。
And I have good grades in school.
我怎么能受这么大的羞辱？我是他儿子。
How can I be ashamed in such a way? I am his son.
那一天真是很为难的。
And that day it was truly difficult.
我跟主说，主，我做不到。
I said to the Lord, Lord, I can't.
主就不再说话。
And then the Lord didn't say anything.
我就一直跪在那里。
And I kept on kneeling there.
最后，我说主，我怎么办？
And lastly, I said, Lord, what should I do?
忽然之间,
Suddenly,
主让我看见他被挂在十字架上。
The Lord showed me when he was crucified on the cross.
他说, 父啊, 赦免他们。
He said, Father, forgive them.
因为他不知道他在做什么。
For they do not know what they are doing.
那天我看见主的美丽。
That day, I saw the beauty of the Lord.
我说, 主, 在你的爱中, 求你给我力量。
I said, Lord, in your love, please give me strength.
我就站起来。
And I stood up.
我父亲还坐在客厅。
My father was still sitting in the living room.
我就去地上把那些纸捡起来。
And I went on, I picked up those paper from the floor.
我跟我父亲说，爸爸，我不应该在你面前发脾气。
And I said to my father, Father, I should not have lost my temper before you.
你能不能教我，我该怎么做这件事情？
Can you teach me how to do this?
他说这就对了。
He said, that's right.
我要你做事，不是要你的意思去做。So, 你要问我该怎么做。
He said, I want you to do this not according to your will, but to ask me how I want this to be done.
那一次我学了顺服的两个功课。
That day, I learned two lessons of obedience.
在我失败的时候，我愿意顺服。
That in my failure, I am willing to be obedient to God.
第二功课。
The second lesson.
什么叫做顺服呢？
What does it mean to be
obedient? 不是照我的意思为那个人做事情。
That is not to do for that person according to my will.
而是照着他的意思。为他做事情。
But to do for him according to his
will. 那个叫做二人同行。
That is called the two walk
together. 这是今天教会非常缺少的。
That is something that churches today lack.
我们做许多的事情。
We do many things.
我们不一定是神要我们做的。
But they may not be things that God wants us to do.
这是我在早期基督徒生活里面，主给我一个印象非常深刻的。
This is a lesson that God had given me in my early Christian life that left me with a deep impression.
我承认到今天,
I admit to today,
我在这个点上学的仍然是不好。
On this point, I still have not learned well.
因为亚伯拉罕会听我的声音。
Because Abraham can listen to my voice.
弟兄姊妹，我们要等候寻求，要听他的声音。
Brothers and sisters, we have to wait and seek him.
在这个声音里面就有四种的表现。
And in this voice, there are four manifestations.
有神的吩咐,
it has God's commandment.
有神的命令,
it has God's charge.
有神的律法,
it has God's statutes.
有神的法度,
it has God's laws.
这是一层一层的。
And it is layer after layer.
我们先学会守吩咐, 我们才会认识神的命令。
Only when we can follow his charge will we know his commandment.
有了神的命令, 我们才认识神的律例。
Only when we have his commandment will we know his statutes.
我们才会认识神的律，那个法度。
And then will we know his law.
弟兄姊妹，这些是基督徒成长 一层一层的经历。
Brothers and sisters, these are layers of experience for Christians.
而这些不仅是在个人身上。
And these are not just for individuals.
更是在教会的团体的身体的侍奉里面学习。
But even more so, it is the learning of the church in a corporate body.
若是我们不进入基督的身体这个境界里面来侍奉。
If we do not enter into the body of Christ in that to serve in that state,
我们就不会在这个顺服上面进到这些层面。
Then we will not in obedience enter into these layers.
好，今天我不去细讲这些啊，这些律例、法度和神的法命令。
Today I will not explain in detail the commandments, the statutes, and the law.
在二十六章里面，我们看见。以上呢，神就给他一句话，就是一个吩咐，说你不要离开这个地。
In chapter 26, we see that God gave Isaac one charge, that is to stay here and do not leave this land.
我们实在很羡慕以撒，他用一张圣经就把他一生的功课学完了。
We are truly envious of Isaac because in one chapter of the scripture, he learned the lesson of his life.
明天我们要读雅各了，你看雅各从创世纪二十五章学起，一直学到五十章。
Tomorrow we will talk about Jacob, and you will see that Jacob started learning from chapter 25 of Genesis all the way through 50.
这就是我们的两面啊。
And these are two sides of us.
我们感谢主，我们得着的是神儿子那顺服的生命。
We thank our Lord because the life we have received is the obedient life of His Son.
基督里面呢，向着父都是是的。
In Christ, in His Father, it is all yes.
他顺服。
He obeyed.
顺服到底。
He obeyed to the end.
所以父的应许在他儿子的里面也都是是的。
So therefore, the promises of the Father in him are all yeses as well.
所以我们要来看一下，这个以撒怎么样学顺服的功课。
So we have to let us see how Isaac learned the lessons of obedience.
神给了他这个吩咐。
God gave him this charge.
所以在二十六章第六节就说，以撒就住在基拉尔。
So then in chapter 26 verse 6 it says, So Isaac lived in Gerar.
基拉尔是一个区域。
So Gerar is an area.
一个 region.
It's a region.
所以我们看见呢，他一直就在那个区域里面打转，他没有离开。
So we see that he continued to go around this region, he never left.
在这个区域里面他有各样的遭遇和经历。
And in that region, he had all kinds of experiences.
而这些遭遇和经历都说出顺服的经历里面的各方各面。
And these experiences all explain the different aspects of obedience.
好，我们讲到，他在这个遭遇的里面。
We see that in what he encountered.
第一个遭遇，他就面对着这个基拉尔非利士的王亚比米勒。
The first thing was in Gerar, he faced the king Abimelech.
他就像他的父亲一样，跟人说呢，这个利百加哈是他的妹妹。
So just like his father, he told them that Rebecca, his wife, was his sister.
他心里面有害怕。
He had fear in his heart.
弟兄姊妹们，有时候主向我们说话呢，我们用人的理性一衡量，我们就七上八下。
Sometimes when
是不是呢?
God speaks to us, as soon as we use man's reasoning to examine it, then we have unrest in our hearts.
我们就问主说, 主啊, 真会这样吗? 这可能吗?
We ask the Lord, is it really so? Is it possible?
我们害怕。
We fear.
我们用自己的方法来保护自己。
We use our own ways to protect ourselves.
神说你不需要。
God said, that's, you don't need to.
我会保护你。
I will protect you.
所以我们看见神的吩咐背后有神来保护。
We see that behind God's charge is God's own protection.
第二个。
Secondly,
以撒是一个很忠心的一个族长。
Isaac is a very faithful patriarch.
Diligent.
Very diligent.
非常殷勤。
He was very diligent.
所以他一住定了呢，他就开始在那里耕种。
So as soon as he settled down, he started to sow.
耶和华与他同在。
And Lord Jehovah was with him.
所以那一年呢，他得着百倍的收成。
So that year he received a hundredfold increase.
圣经上记载说，他就昌大，日增月盛。
And the scripture says that he became rich and continued to grow richer.
他每一天都比昨天的更丰盛。
And every day he became richer than the previous day.
这是神给他的一个祝福。
And that is a blessing that God gave him.
但是这个祝福没有带来好处。
But this blessing didn't bring good things.
所以亚比米勒就嫉妒他。
So then Abimelech was jealous of him.
跟他说, 你不可跟我们同住。
And said to him that you cannot live with us.
如果用今天的话来讲, 就是请他走路,
in today's words, he was exiled. Because he was jealous.
弟兄姊妹, 今天神的儿女们呢, 我们活在地上, 无论在环境, 在社会上工作,
Brothers and sisters, today we live in this world, whether it's no matter what kind of environment,
或者请原谅我讲, 在教会的侍奉中,
or even in services in church,
嫉妒仍然是一个很普遍的事情,
jealousy is still a very common thing.
人与人比较,
man compared with man.
所以我们看见人因着嫉妒就排挤,
that man, because of jealous, chased away others.
我们看见以撒,
we saw that Isaac was obedient to God. If you want me to leave, I will leave. So then he left.
他被驱逐,
and he was exiled
when
he departed. But he continued to live in Gerar.
他父亲亚伯拉罕在世的时候, 他的仆人曾经挖了好几口井,
his father Abraham, when he was alive, his servants dug many wells.
但是呢, 在以撒的日子, 这些井都被非利士人又塞满了尘土。
But in his days, the Philistines stuffed the well with earth.
所以以撒呢, 他在那里开始牧养群羊的时候, 需要水。
So Isaac, as he was shepherding the sheep, he needed water.
他就带他的仆人们再去挖井。
So he led his servants to dig well again.
好, 挖了第一口井,
after they dug the first well,
非利士人来跟他们相争,
and the Philistines came to argue with him.
好, 所以他就取名叫做埃瑟,
and he gave the first well the name of
他就把这口井送给别人,
and he gave that well away.
好, 第二, 他又挖了一口井,
and then he dug another well.
好, 那么非利士人又来与他们与他为敌,
and the Philistines came to quarrel with him again.
这个时候他给他起名叫做西提拿,
and then he named it Sitna.
他又把这口井送给他们,
and then he gave away that well again.
第三口井,
and then the third well.
好，我们看见以撒仆人再挖井,
and we see that the servant of Isaac dug another well.
这时候非利士人就不再来跟他争，不来抢,
and then the Philistines did not come to quarrel, to argue over it.
我们看见以撒, 他就给他起名叫做利和伯,
and then we see that Isaac named it Rehoboam.
利和伯的意思就是宽阔的,
Rehoboam means broad.
他说呢, 神给了我一个宽阔的地方,
he said that God gave me broad places.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们在人生中间,
brothers and sisters, in our lives today,
很多顺服的功课,
是显在人际关系上面, many lessons of obedience is shown in relationship between man,
human relationship, interpersonal relationship,
interpersonal relationship.
还有啊, 顺服的功课是显在我们个人成长的空间上面,
the lesson of obedience is shown in the space of our own growth.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹, 同不同意,
I don't know whether or not you agree.
每一个人呢, 主都给我们有 照着基督所给我们的这个恩典啊, 恩赐啊,
according to the gifts in Christ, God has gave us a measurement.
我们应该要尝到主在基督里量给我们那个度量。
We should grow to the capacity that God has measured to us.
许多的人认为呢, 我要找到的度量, 我自己要寻找我自己成长的空间,
many people think that they have to seek their own space for growth,
或者要自己去得着我的成长的空间,
or they have to in themselves gain the space for growth.
世上人的方法就是自己积极的去争取,
so the way of this world is that you have to actively seek after it,
aggressively
seek after,
to grab it.
弟兄姊妹,
这个时候造成人与人之间 许多的人际的难处,
and this causes many difficulties with the interpersonal relationship.
在社会上是这样,
in a society it's like that.
在教会中仍然是这样,
and in church it's also like that.
是不是呢? 我们很多的功课都是从这些点上学的,
is that not right? So many lessons we learn on this point.
但是一个学顺服的人,
But a person who is learning obedience,
他知道我的一生在主的手中,
he knows that his whole life is in God's hands.
他既然量给我有这个功用,
if he has measured to me this function,
他必定会让我得着,
then he must let me gain.
但是要用他的方法,
but to use his way.
所以我们看见,
so we see
以撒在那里,
Isaac was there.
他挖一口井, 人来抢, 他就给别人。
He dug a well and others came to quarrel and he gave it away.
再挖一口井人来相争, 他又给别人。
He dug another well and people came to quarrel and he gave it away.
上第三口井的时候,
when he dug the third well,
别人对他也没兴趣了,
and others lost interest in him.
这个时候他得到他自己成长的空间。
And then at that time he received the space for his growth.
弟兄姊妹, 这何等的好。
Brothers and sisters, how good is this? How beautiful
is this?
I have seen many brothers and sisters who love the Lord. They may not be very gifted, but they hold on to their own.
在工作的地方, 上司交给他做什么,
at work, whatever their superior gift to them, they
finish. 甚至超过他上司要求的, 做120分的工作。
Or to even go beyond expectation and do 120% of what was required.
上司说,
and then the boss would say, since you're so capable, then I'll give you more work, and they give them other people's
work. 做完了以后, credit 都是他们的, 你没有。
And then at the end, they take all the credit and you have none.
你受得了吗?
Can you take it?
弟兄姊妹, 这个时候, 若是主吩咐, 我们就给他。
Brothers and sisters, at that time, if that's what the Lord has charged, then we give it away. We have a sister. That is what her workplace is like. And she would do her work well. And sometimes in a number of days, she couldn't rest well. At the beginning, it was very bitter. It was very oppressed. And very tired. But gradually she went before the Lord to pray. She saw that Lord was behind it.
所以她每次去啊, 她现在变得主动的, 跟她老板说,
so now she would proactively go to her boss and say, today what do you want me to do?
那个人都做不完, 要不要给我做啊?
The other person, whatever he can't finish, do you want to give it to me?
几个月以后, 她老板不好意思了。
And after a few months, her boss didn't want to do it anymore.
而且主把他调到另外一个组啊，非常的好。
And the Lord switched her to another team that was very good.
而且他走的时候，老板还给他一个奖牌。
And before she left, the boss gave her a plaque.
弟兄姊妹们，顺服的功课在人际关系上。
Brothers and sisters, the lesson of obedience is on interpersonal relationships.
你和弟兄之间有没有难处呢?
Do you have difficulties with brothers?
是意见上的难处吗?
Is it a difference of opinion?
看法上的难处吗?
Is it a difficulty in your
opinion? 个性上的难处吗?
Is it a difference in your personality?
还是我有志不得伸的难处呢?
Or is it that I have this ability that I cannot act upon?
我们看见, 以撒在这些点上学美好的功课。
We see Isaac on these points learned beautiful lessons.
以至于他被神带到宽广之地。
To a point that he was brought to the broad place by God.
所以我们从这个经历我们看见。
So from this experience we see.
顺服神就是舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
To obey God is to give up oneself and to carry the cross to follow God.
这是真正基督徒受苦的因素。
And that is the true reason why Christians suffer.
不是我们犯罪了，那个苦临到我，那个是管教。
And it is not that we have sinned and therefore the lesson has come upon us. That is discipline.
而是我在舍己的上面，我顺服主。
But that in self-sacrifice, I follow the Lord.
背起自己的十字架跟从主。
To carry one's own cross to follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 你有没有觉得顺服是很容易的呢?
Brothers and sisters, do you feel that obedience is easy?
我在服侍主一段年日以后,
after I have served the Lord for a number of years,
我最怕讲的道就是顺服的道。
The The sermon that I feared most to preach is the sermon of obedience. I don't know why I have the courage to preach this tonight.
你知道顺服不容易啊。
You know, obedience is not easy.
我服侍主一段年日有一次有机会回远东。
I had an opportunity to return to the Far East.
我去看一位以往帮助我们的年长的基督徒。
I had an opportunity to visit an elderly Christian who helped us before.
我就向他请教。
And I asked him.
我跟他讲说, 顺服好难啊，好苦啊。
I told him that obedience is so hard and so suffering.
我好像被主啊。 给我最好的装备，跟你讲说呢，你要出去打仗，但是不准打胜仗，你要顺服。
As if the God has given you the best armor and ask you to go out onto the battlefield and to fight, but you cannot win the fight.
我那天跟那个年长的基督徒讲，我说好像以前美国的越战，最好的装备，训练最好的部队在那里，只是你们不能打胜仗。
It is just like I told him, it was like the Vietnam War when the American soldiers had the best equipment and they fight but they cannot win.
你们要表现你们是有西方文明的士兵，要守国际的这个战争法的，非常的顺服的。
And you have to show that you are American soldiers following the international law of war.
我那一天就这么样发我的心里面的不满。
And I that day let out the complaints and the unsatisfaction in my heart.
那天我讲完了，这位年长姊妹笑眯眯的，她说：“弟兄，你现在明白了，顺服就是受苦。” And
the elderly sister smiled and said to me, "Brother, you now understand. Obedience is to suffer."
在哪里受苦呢？
Where to suffer?
在我们外面的人受苦。
To suffer on our outward person.
我们的魂生命要受苦。
Our soul has to suffer.
但是你里面的人要一天心思一天。
But the inner person has to be renewed day after day.
我们里面与主的交通要越过越亲密。
On the inside, our interaction with God has to be closer and closer.
若是你有这样的经历,
if you have this experience,
感谢赞美主,
then thank and praise the Lord.
那是真的顺服。
That is true obedience.
那你走上了这条路了。
And then you're on this path.
弟兄姊妹，我们要明白。
Brothers and sisters, we have to understand. Sometimes God has measured
for us this place.
Then our outward person is oppressed.
被捆绑,
is bound.
被人误会,
is misunderstood.
被人批评,
is rebuked.
但是你又不能够去解释自己。
But you cannot explain yourself.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
外面非常苦。
On the outside, it's very bitter.
有时候这个人呢, 真是愁眉不展。
And this, sometimes this person is frowned on the face.
但你到主的面前去,
but if you go before the Lord, and you kneel down to pray,
主就在我身旁,
then the Lord is right next to me.
主就在我里面,
and the Lord is right inside of me.
我们呼喊主的时候是那么的亲, 那么的近,
when we cry out to the Lord, so close and so dear is He.
我们讲到顺服第二个,
we say the second part of obedience is suffering.
但是顺服的结果,
but the fruit, the result of obedience is that He brings us to the broad place.
神就给我们空间,
that God will give us space.
我们就找到了我们自己进属灵功用的空间,
that we will find for ourselves the space we need for spiritual growth.
我们在基督的里面, that 被成全,
in Christ we are perfected.
第二个, 我们看见,
the second part,
到了他的第四口井,
and when it comes to his fourth well,
还没有挖出水来之前,
even before he found water,
我们看见了这个腓力士的王亚比米勒就带着他的朋友, 带着他的军长来见这个以撒。
Then this king Abimelech came to him from Gerar with his advisors and his commander of his army.
他们来见以撒, 以撒对他们说呢, 你们既然恨我, 打发我走, 驱逐我出境, 你们现在为什么来找我呢?
And Isaac said to them, "Why have you come to me since you hate me and have sent me away from you?"
他们说, 我们明明地看见耶和华与你同在。
And they said, "We see plainly that the Lord has been with you."
弟兄姊妹, 这是顺服的结果。
Brothers and sisters, that is a result of obedience.
你不用说,
you don't have to say it.
那些原来与你作对的人,
those people who were against you before,
要明明地看见,
they will see plainly.
神 与你同在。
That the Lord, that God is with you.
什么叫做顺服呢？
What is it, obedience?
顺服是我愿意站在神的那一边。
And that is, I am willing to stand with God.
它的结果是什么呢？
And what is the result?
神就在我的边，在我这一边。
And the result is that God is on my side.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
箴言里面有一句话。
A proverb has this verse.
他说呢，人所行的若蒙耶和华喜悦。
It says that what man do if it is pleased by God.
耶和华也使他的仇敌与他和好。
Then the Lord will have his enemy be reconciled with him.
在箴言十六章第七节。
In Proverbs 16 verse 7.
我们再读一次，人所行的若蒙耶和华喜悦。
When man's way are pleasing to the Lord,
耶和华也使他的仇敌与他和好。
He makes even his enemies to be at peace with him.
好，我们看见这就是以撒顺服的结果。
And we see that is the result of Isaac's obedience.
在这个顺服的结果的里面。
And in this result of his obedience,
他得着了神应许给他亚伯拉罕，给他父亲亚伯拉罕的产业。
He received the inheritance God promised to his father Abraham.
他的一生呢？因着顺服，
his whole life because of obedience，
可以说过得最平顺。
He had the most smooth life。
他年轻的时候因为顺服他的父亲和母亲。
In his early days, because he was obedient to his father and mother。
所以啊，他的婚姻呢是非常蒙福的。
So therefore, his marriage was very blessed。
我们中间大概没有还没结婚的弟兄姊妹，有没有？
Do we have brothers or sisters who are not married?
你们为着婚姻呢，很着急呀。
Are you very anxious for your marriage?
我们看见以撒呢，每天晚上黄昏的时候到野外去默想。
We see that Isaac, at towards the end of the day in twilight, he would go out to think.
To meditate.
To meditate.
这默想我们知道，我相信他是在与主交通。
I believe that this meditation, he was having fellowship with the Lord.
有一天他正在默想的时候，举目一望呢，他的新娘子就来了。
And one day when he was meditating, he raised his head and he saw his bride.
你看顺服多好。
You see how good obedience is.
弟兄姊妹们，我用以撒哈。作为一个图画让我们看见。
I want to use Isaac as a picture for us to see.
顺服是蒙神赐福的第三条道理原则。
Obedience is the third principle of receiving blessings from God.
但愿我们在主的爱中。
Pray that in God's love.
我们信任他。
We trust him.
我们听他。
We listen to him.
我们跟从他。
And we follow him.
我们顺从他。
We obey him.
愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless his word.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢赞美。
Dear Lord, our heart is full of thanksgiving and praises.
谢谢你今天晚上将你的同在赏赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your presence tonight.
谢谢你让我们看见你爱我们。
Thank you for showing us that you love us.
你是乐意赐福的主。
You are the Lord who is pleased to bless us.
主啊，愿我们学会相信的功课。
Lord, may we learn the lesson of belief.
愿我们也在你的爱中学会顺服的功课。
And may we learn the lesson of obedience in your love.
好叫我们在地上能够成为盛装你祝福的器皿。
So that we may become vessels that can contain your blessings in this world.
愿你祝福你的话语。
May you bless your words.
祝福每一位亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Bless every dear brother and sister.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Pray in the name of our precious Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.